Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to artists such as Miles Davis, Bud Powell, Clifford Brown, and Thelonious Monk performing tributes to one of the world's most beloved and romantic cities. It's Jazz Impressions of Paris, coming up next on Nightlights. Charlie Parker and Cole Porter's I Love Paris, the last studio recording Parker ever made from the Complete Verve Master Takes. We're playing jazz interpretations of tributes to the city of Paris on this edition of Nightlights. Paris, a city that's not only inspired a number of songs, but a city that for much of the 20th century was a European capital of jazz, a place that attracted many American jazz artists and generated its own flourishing homegrown scene. There's such a link between the music and the city that Universal France has devoted an extensive series of reissues to both American and French artists, simply called Jazz in Paris. We'll start off with a song inspired by the fall of France to the Germans in June of 1940, early on in the Second World War. This was quite a blow to many people beyond France itself, people who had a romantic association with France, who felt that it and Paris in particular represented something very cosmopolitan and good about modern life. Lyricist Oscar Hammerstein, who'd worked on Showboat with Jerome Kern and who would go on to work with Richard Rodgers, and who usually wrote songs only for musicals, was so moved that he wrote a lyric. He said later that, "At first I started to think of Paris rather superficially, what it had been before the Germans had come in, and while he initially reflected upon the city's great artist, he ended up incorporating details of its daily life instead. He presented the lyric to Kern, who immediately added music, giving us The Last Time I Saw Paris, a song that evokes the war by association. Kate Smith and others recorded it, but where it really achieved its spotlight was in the 1941 movie Lady Be Good, in which Anne Southern and Robert Young played a romantically troubled husband and wife songwriting team. The Last Time I Saw Paris won an Academy Award for Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, but the two argued that they didn't actually deserve it since they hadn't written it especially for a movie, and henceforth the Academy nominated only songs that had been. Pianist Bud Powell, who wrote the great jazz instrumental Parisian Thoroughfare, recorded The Last Time I Saw Paris in 1951. We'll hear it now along with trumpeter Clifford Brown's interpretation of Powell's own Ode to Paris, Bud Powell on Nightlights. trumpeter Clifford Brown and drummer Max Roach's Hardbop Quintet performing Bud Powell's Parisian Thoroughfare with Bud's brother Richie on piano, Harold Land on tenor sax, and George Morrow on bass. Before that, Bud Powell with a solo piano performance of The Last Time I Saw Paris, recorded in 1951 from the genius of Bud Powell. Powell's Parisian Thoroughfare has often been cited for its musical ability to evoke the feeling of the city's busy boulevards. One particular stretch of Paris roadway that sometimes earned musical tribute is the Champs-Élysées, the broad avenue of landmarks, cinemas, and cafes that host a military parade every Bastille Day, and that also serves as the finish of the Tour de France. Trumpeter Miles Davis name-checked the Champs-Élysées in a piece he wrote for the late 1950s French noir movie Elevator to the Gallows, and pianist Mal Waldron also titled a composition after it as part of his Overseas Suite. We'll hear both pieces now, beginning with Miles Davis in Nuit sur les Champs-Élysées on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Mal Waldron with Champs-Élysées, named after the first street Waldron ever walked on when he came to Paris. "It was the widest avenue I had ever seen," he said in the liner notes to his album Impressions. "I tried to get the feeling that I had while walking down it. Among other things, I was reminded of Gershwin's American in Paris." Waldron, accompanied there by Addison Farmer on bass and Albert Tootie Heath on drums, recorded in 1959. Before that, Miles Davis and Nuit sur les Champs-Élysées from the soundtrack to the French noir film Elevator to the Gallows, accompanied by Barney Weiland on tenor sax, René Ertriger on piano, Pierre Michelot on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. We'll have more jazz tributes to Paris in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jazz Impressions of Paris on Nightlights. Playing jazz tributes to Paris on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear some similar shows with jazz and France themes, such as Paris Noir, a program about African-American musicians in France after the Second World War, and Jazz in the Post-War French Cinema in the archives section of our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. One of the most famous songs about Paris is April in Paris. It was written by lyricist Yip Harburg, who also penned the words for standards such as Over the Rainbow and Brother Can You Spare a Dime. And the music for April in Paris is by Vernon Duke, a Russian emigre who'd spent the 1920s in the City of Light, the two collaborating on the song for a now-forgotten early 1930s Depression-era musical called Walk a Little Faster. Duke wrote the music quickly in a fashionable New York City restaurant, but Harburg, the son of poor immigrants who had grown up on the Lower East Side, had to draw his inspiration from travel brochures while sitting in a delicatessen. In the late 1950s, Count Basie had a hit with his big band recording of the tune, highlighted by trumpeter Thad Jones's Pop Goes the Weasel quote and Basie's repeated invocation of One More Time. We'll hear an earlier jazz version of it now from one of pianist Thelonious Monk's first record dates as a leader, Thelonious Monk and April in Paris on Nightlights. Thank you. Pianist John Lewis's Afternoon in Paris, performed there by Lewis and a group led by trombonist J.J. Johnson, with Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Max Roach on drums, from the collection Stitt's Bits. Before that, Thelonious Monk and April in Paris, with Gene Ramey on bass and Art Blakey on drums, from Genius of Modern Music, Volume 1. Two more recordings now that evoke Paris, different but with the same title, called Paris Blues. We'll hear Duke Ellington's title track for a 1961 jazz movie that starred Sidney Poitier and Paul Newman as expatriate jazzmen in France who fall in love with two American tourists. A film that was the inspiration of noted photographer Sam Shaw, who took the iconic pictures of Marlon Brando in a torn t-shirt from Streetcar Named Desire and the blowing skirt shot of Marilyn Monroe from The 7-Year Itch. Shaw initially intended the film to be a hidden narrative of African-American artist and Shaw friend Romare Bearden, but it turned into a broader portrait of the expatriate jazz scene in Paris, and Duke Ellington was eventually drawn in to do the score, telling the New York Times in 1961 that he was attracted to how the movie celebrated the freedom to play and compose in a romantic atmosphere where the first consideration was artistry. First, another big band interpretation of an ode to Paris, Azurte, or parenthetically, Paris Blues, a song introduced by Louis Jordan and written by pianist Wild Bill Davis, who'd also go on to arrange Count Basie's hit recording of April in Paris. Frank Sinatra recorded it near the end of his run with Columbia Records. Here's the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra's version of it, Azurte, Paris Blues, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington with the title track from the 1961 Sidney Poitier-Paul Newman movie Paris Blues. Before that, the Sauter-Finnegan Orchestra doing Ajouté Paris Blues from their anthology Inside the Sound. We'll close Jazz Impressions of Paris with an excerpt from drummer Max Roach's 1960 suite Parisian Sketches, which was divided into five sections named after famous city landmarks: the Tower, the Champs, the Caves, the Left Bank, and the Arch. Leading a group that included Turrentine brothers Stanley and Tommy, Roach actually recorded Parisian Sketches in the city of Paris itself. As jazz writer Ben Young has pointed out, Parisian Sketches, with its changing meters and thematical structure, pointed the way to Roach's future extended works, most notably the provocative Freedom Now suite that would soon follow Parisian Sketches. Max Roach and Parisian Sketches on Nightlights. We closed with an excerpt from drummer Max Roach's 1960 recording of his sweet Parisian Sketches with Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, and Bob Boswell on bass. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Yael Cassander. You can listen to this and many other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.